Hello, this is a...
Come on, you caught enough.
I have a few more.
Oh, that group has left that you came back home by.
Gentlemen, you know, it's so strange to start... That's by saying gentlemen. Hey, it doesn't feel right.
Never ladies.
I'm referring to members of the committee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do we all have the agenda?
I have the minutes.
I have the minutes, I have the annual report, I don't know the agenda.
Yeah, can we... We have three items on the agenda, although I'll add one.
Thank you
very much. Welcome, your apology. You have my
Yes, I just bring you the apology of Dr. Marnia today.
We're not there yet. Yeah. So there are three items, as you would see, on the agenda. That's consideration and adoption of outstanding minutes, consideration and adoption of committee's annual report, and the update on the strategic plan, the plan workshop. But we will add right at the top there, the opening and apologies. Let me welcome all of you to this meeting of the Portfolio Committee of the Public Enterprises. I have received one apology, and that is of Mrs. or Honorable Member Gloria Bowman. Mr. van Dalen.
Is the apologies of Dr. Marnie van Dijk.
Any other apologies? Okay, we may then proceed.
Sorry, Chair, before you proceed, I know you have tabled the agenda. And it's probably mischievous of myself to try and sneak something in, but can I just throw it in and see if I'm in the committee? We had a planned trip to China as the committee for January, and it was cancelled or postponed, but what the reason that was forwarded to us was that whoever decides on these trips has decided to call them, postpone them, up until local government elections. But to my amazement, some committees are taking trips left, right, and center. It's a matter that really concerns me, because I hate to say this, but it seems there is some against the committee. It's a matter that I wanted to throw it in. Can discuss it some other time.
Yeah, this matter was actually raised with the Chair of Chairs, who normally has a role in granting these trips. And that's the explanation that we were given, and it was said that we will, the matter will be brought back around June, and we can travel during that committee period around June. So I think what we can do, because now that time has really passed, is just to get a firm commitment from him that it will not be postponed again.
we will go
through the minutes. If we've got quite a number of these, I think there are about 13, Yeah. So what we will do is to go minute by minute, so that we make sure that we have considered all of them. We don't deal with them in bulk.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I don't know if maybe the other members also picked it up, but the minutes, they will be very easy to adopt, because they don't say a lot. They just say what the agenda said, and that was it. There's not much substance in the minutes. Or maybe we could get an explanation why that is so. I mean, it's not a true reflection of what happened. It just says they presented, and that was it.
Dr. Corona?
If I can make a proposal that we start with a minute.
Yes.
Start with it. I think the earliest one was 23 March.
23rd March.
We go with 23 March, and we go for each set of minutes. And then we go through, and otherwise we're going to talk, and we're going not to get this. And as we go, we will get to the solution.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, let's that whatever problems there may be, if this is a general trend, and then we will just look at the way forward as to how do we want the minutes in future to be. May I then put before you the minutes of the 23rd of March?
Mm.
We all have this. Any comments on it, Dr. Corona?
Can I just say on page 1, under introduction to Chairperson, welcome everyone present and raise concerns regarding the late submission of the annual report to Parliament. I assume that's the annual report of the PBMR for 2009-2010. If it's true, then it must be captured there, because you don't know what annual report you refer to on
so
that one.
It then has to say submission of the annual report of PBMR.
For 2009-2010 to Parliament, yes. Then on page, it's not number, but paragraph 5.
That's it. Paragraph 5. It's on the same page?
No, it's... The pages are not numbered. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth page.
Are you counting the one that we just dealt with now?
Yeah.
As one?
Yes, one.
Three.
Fifth page, paragraph 5, concerns and issues raised by members.
4, 5. Dr. Perna, do you want to just check with other members? So just for the sake of the fact that the... Is there anything between the first page and page 5 that members would like to read? If not, then allow Dr. Corona to continue to page 5. And you say that paragraph 5. What is it?
No, the first bullet. It's just the
first bullet.
Yeah.
Now it's the start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last click is a capital letter. Typographic edit.
Oh,
but
okay.
Further, I think it's important this moment.
So are you saying with a slight amendment, these minutes are in order? Okay. So Dr. Gordonoff moves for the adoption of the minutes then, of the 23rd of March. Then we have the second. Mr. Square?
Second.
Yes, Mr. Van Dalen third. Can we then move to the minutes of the 13th of April? Dr. Corona?
Chairperson, on page 2,
yes.
Under the paragraph 3, inputs from members of committee, the two bullets, and then you have that paragraph, the chairperson informed the committee. The last sentence, the committee agreed to have a 4-weekly program that will be revisited time regularly. That means monthly. So 4-weekly is a monthly program.
Yeah, monthly
I just want
program.
To check.
Yeah, okay.
And then the next one, paragraph 4, adoption of committee report. It starts with a committee. Secretary, Mr. Disan Mukomi, presented a report.
Mukomi.
Presented a report outlining the strategy. What report is that? It's the portfolio committee report. I just seek clarity. What report did he present there? That's all.
A report that is outlining the budget of the department, the strategic plan and budget of the department.
It is the budget vote report. In the draft.
But normally the budget vote report is presented by the department. Was it a research report that you presented? Because it was not presented by the department. I'm seeking clarity. What report did you present at that day? Was it a research report? Was it your report? Was it a committee report? Was it a department report?
I think it's a committee report after they got tabled before.
I'm not sure if Honorable Koronov is not satisfied with the heading, because the heading explains what is what it is.
That's what I'm saying. Then if the heading is fine,
yeah.
But the committee secretary presented a portfolio committee report on the Department of Public Enterprises. It's a portfolio committee report.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I think we must just put it's a portfolio committee report.
Anything else on page 2? Page 3? Second for the move after the adoption of the
I move the adoption of the
I agree. Can I just say the first two minutes, sets of minutes that we've adopted now, on each one there are conclusions and resolutions.
Yes.
Let's not repeat it. For all the minutes that's coming, can we ask the secretary of the committee to make an extract for us of all the resolutions of all the minutes that we're going to look through now? And that will go to the strategic planning workshop. That is later on the agenda. For otherwise, we're going to approve the minutes. We're losing all these recommendations, the resolutions. Let's make it upfront a decision for the secretary to capture that per state-owned entity or per joint committee meeting with other joint meetings with other committees, whatever headings we have. Package it for us, and when we get to the last point on the agenda, the strategic planning workshop, that we capture the whole of the year, all the resolutions, when we work out the program of action that we have it next to us, summarized.
I would ask you to just note that, and then when we come to the strategic plan briefing, and then we just mention those things that we want in the strategic plan. Can we then
go to the minutes of the 20th of April? Yes, the 20th of April. Like we did with the previous one, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Any further comments on the minutes? Can we have a move after the adoption of the minutes?
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Mr. Mkwena moves for adoption.
Mr. Van Dalen seconds. Thank you.
I have no second that one. That was my meeting with the secret file, so I will not take that one.
Mr. Lana,
because
thank
I wasn't
you.
Really happy with
thank
it.
You. Thank you. We'll then go on to the minutes of the 17th of September. Is it there?
6 May.
6 May, I don't know. There's a student there, the
sorry, Chairperson. I may have missed this, but the committee will correct me. In a number of instances when we have SOEs appearing before us, and even the department for that matter, they would sometimes, if they don't have information or response to any of our questions, yeah, they usually say we'll furnish you
with
the information in due course, in writing, and so on and so on. But I hardly get those responses.
Mm-hmm.
I hardly get those responses. If other committee members do, well, I retract my statement. But if they don't, I think it's a matter that we need to look into.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think
that what will help us is that we will leave this meeting with a commitment that we will always, and I think always as is humanly possible, get the minutes of each and every previous meeting. And that will help us to do follow-ups and so on. Will that be fine? But that doesn't rule out the fact that if you, Mr. Nana, you can remember, or anybody else, remember of information that they requested or was promised by the department that we can't get that. If you are still awaiting such information, I think just raise it with the committee secretary so that we can make follow-up. Thank you.
So maybe then as a rule, like the point number one on the agenda where you have the opening and apologies, just underneath you will have the on every agenda the approval of the previous minutes.
Yes, we will have
it. As a standing item on that.
Yes.
Okay, can we then move on to the next set of minutes? So the 5th of May.
6th of May.
6th. Yeah, you see, this place is dark, I can't okay, 6th of May. Excuse me for that.
But I didn't come to people before he was not here.
I wasn't here.
Page 1. Just to
and page 2. There are only two people who were in that meeting on that day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's Mr. Mukwena and Mr. Sondo.
But the set of minutes there were many.
Pardon?
The same was kicked off me.
Yes.
In attendance, that's why there's almost everybody was here.
Yeah, but all of the people who were in that meeting, except for two, are not in this meeting.
Yes. The person on behalf of Mr. Sondo.
Yes.
Mr. Sondo and I will jointly move.
No, I think let's be a bit serious. Any comments on the minutes of the 6th of May?
No comment. If you don't comment,
I'll say you noted this minute.
Which one?
The 6th of May. I say, if you don't...
I thought Honorable Mukwende had moved.
I moved.
Are you moving?
Yes, I'm moving.
Okay.
I moved,
Mr. Mukwende moves. And Mr. Swan, you second.
Yes.
Okay, the minutes are then adopted. I put before you the minutes of the 21st of July. Am I correct on this one? It is the 21st of July. Mm.
No, I'm trying to understand under introduction, because it says the chairperson in brackets then says timber, but then you look at the attendance, there is no timber in attendance. I don't know what, I can't remember what the real situation was.
It was a joint meeting with the select committee on Sophie. And the chairperson of the chairperson at the time was not
But again, chairperson,
in attendance, there's no member from the NCOP here. In attendance.
Isn't it a meeting through you, chairperson?
Yes.
That was chaired by Priscilla Temba,
yes.
From the NCOP.
Mm. Yeah, but what Honorable Fololo is saying is that she doesn't appear, and I think that's what Mr. Dikobo also said, that that name does not appear on the list.
On the attendance.
Yeah.
Through
you,
chair. Even
the
other members.
Mr. Dikobo, I know. Yeah. And I'm just saying, even the citation should be seen then a joint. It does. This is a purely PC on public enterprises.
Yeah,
because
so
it
says
it's incorrectly
yeah.
cited.
Yeah.
Joint meeting of the Select Committee on Labour and Public Enterprises.
That can't be the agenda. See, it's under the agenda. It says joint meeting with a, somewhere else. It must reflect that it was a joint meeting.
On top.
Chair, I think there must be amendments to these minutes to all the things that everyone is saying.
Yeah.
That first of all, I think it was a joint meeting.
But now tell me, how do we work? Is it, do we, as this committee, then consider minutes of a joint sitting? Okay, so we'll individually do that. Okay.
Thanks, thank you very much, Chairperson, for being very sharp and raising it. It's not proper for us to adopt one-sidedly a meeting of a joint meeting. It should be adopted by the same joint session. Yeah. It means you must liaise with your counterpart in the NCOP to the special meeting, and of course, then we jointly,
Honorable September?
Maybe the secretary must seek guidance on that, but really, the president delivers his statement to the joint sitting. When the president's speech are being considered, it's been done by the National Assembly. Alone in the end, and the president responds to the National Assembly on his own. The joint sitting is not there again. So let's be on a bit of slippery water here. Let's get proper advice from the NA table.
Although the
we raised the same thing yesterday in basic education, and my argument was we sit here and consider minutes of a joint city. We make amendments and adopt. That committee there sits and makes different, completely different amendments and adopt. And this is a single meeting with different sets of minutes. So my proposal would be that maybe for the future there must be a special session called of that joint, so that we can just add, even if it's just for adopting the minutes, and then from there we disperse.
Yeah, let me just say, you know, I don't think it would be proper for this committee to consider and adopt or not adopt this year, because if it was a joint sitting, the two committees, and those names, the names of those committees, of the people from the NCOC don't even appear here.
Mm-hmm.
And if we adopt this, and I think of all of us here, there are three people who attended that meeting, who are seated here. And like Mr. Dukova says, the NCOP says they adopt with different amendments, and I think whatever needs to be implemented here, I think there must be an agreement between ourselves and that committee. So maybe let's leave this for another joint committee meeting,
yeah,
to adopt.
I agree with you. Let's move that under the second sentence under agenda to the subheading to say it's a portfolio committee on public enterprise, minutes of proceedings, brackets, joint meeting with the select committee of labor and public enterprises, and then we do not adopt it, we note the minutes. And for the record, we just note but not adopt.
Yeah.
So there's no proposal or seconder, and then the secretary will clarify for us how do we handle a joint meeting minutes between the select committee and our committee. Thank you.
I think, Mr. McGuire.
Chairperson, I think we mustn't derail ourselves. I mean, you already said we cannot note them, because noting really means you consider. And then what note? I think, let's say we postpone them, pending direction from the Parliamentary Legal Advice Desk, as Honorable September said, but my common sense, and I agree with the Honorable Nick over here, for the joint, to not be unilaterally, adopted. Let us defer the way. Yes, thank you very much. Let's defer, let's not note.
Will it be fair, and they will be considered by the joint committee?
Chairperson, whilst we are deferring point 4 on the same agenda, on the same minutes, conclusion and resolution, it was the committee commended the board and management of SAA for the determination displayed in dealing with corruption. I'm sure that should be corruption.
You see, now we are considering
the honourable member is out of order.
Let's not do it.
He's out of order.
Let's not.
But it's a spelling mistake.
No. It's not for
we
us.
We won't even look at the minutes.
It may even be a completely different word.
He wants to adopt and say it for concurrency.
Then that's a good try. The minutes of the 17th of September.
Now 14th September.
17.
I've got 17.
You have 14.
I have a 14.
You mean me,
I've got 14. I have 17. The 14th of September was the presentation of the DPE annual report and financial statements 2009-2010.
Yeah, I have it now. You do.
It seems... You do have it.
Yes,
I do have it.
I don't have.
How many don't have? Three. We have three people who don't have. Another was September also don't have.
Was that that long meeting on that Friday afternoon?
Hmm?
14.
Yeah, he has it.
14. I have 14 and 17.
I don't have 14.
I have 14 and 17. What are you taking? Why? Okay. As long as I get it back.
You've got the 17.
I have the 17. But I also have the 14. I have the 14.
Can we, in the meantime, until other members get the 14 minutes of the 14, let's do the 17.
Honorable Corona.
Chairperson, the minutes of the 14th or the 17th, doesn't matter. From that date to the last set of meetings...
To the last set of minutes.
Minutes is the 23rd of November. I think it's a total of 10 meetings now. Since the 14th of September, there's a change in the capturing of the minutes, or the structure of the minutes. All the minutes that we're going to consider now is different from what we've approved until this point of time, the last one of 21 July.
Now that includes the 17th of July.
It includes the 17th of September.
Mm-hmm. 17th is still right. So, okay.
We're talking about all the two pages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now let's go to 17 then.
Yeah. Okay. We all do have the minutes of the 17th of September. And that includes Mrs. September.
He doesn't get a joke, eh?
No, I just want to make sure that
September
has the minutes of September.
Prepared.
No, what I was saying is that we all do have the minutes of the 17th of September, and including Miss September, Honorable Miss September. Page 1. Page 1, that's the minutes of the 17th of September.
If I may ask you, Chairperson, who was in the chair in the meeting?
All the minutes does not reflect the chair.
And I'm just saying, because the Chairperson hasn't been Honorable Manjo, if he's in attendance, then the question maybe becomes new. But at least she was not in attendance. They doesn't specify in absence who chaired the meeting.
Was no one elected?
Ms. Bowman.
Ms. Bowman?
Ms. Bowman?
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what we're saying is that it must always. Yeah, how can we have that amendment? Yeah, that could just be mentioned.
You are right, it was a...
Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Can we have a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Mr. Van Dalen moves and Mr. Dikova seconds.
No, I was not.
Oh, I see you had your hand up.
Yeah, no, I
you realize that. Yeah. Mr. Holola, Honorable Holola. Honorable Holola seconds. The minutes are still adopted. Honorable Kwaranovsky wanted to say something regarding the minutes from the 12th of October until the...
No, sorry for jumping the gun. We are at the minutes of the 14th of September.
Not yet. We will come back to that one because the people who don't have the competence.
So then we go to 12th October.
12th October.
Before that, sir, there's also the 16th of September.
Do we all have the 16th of September? I don't have
it. Yeah, the secret file somewhere.
Yeah. He put it in the secret.
Okay, we don't have 16th of September. Can we move to the 12th of October? Honorable Koranov?
Chairperson, from, as I said earlier, from this date onwards, the format of the minutes changed. And it has become now a one-pager with summary of outcomes and resolutions. We've already made the decision that of all the minutes, all the outcomes and resolutions and summaries will be captured and summarized and fit into the strategic planning workshop, whether it's per SOE or a joint meeting with other committees or whatever the decision was. But from here on, I think we have a problem, and maybe we have one of two options. I think we can, one, rewrite all these minutes and make it proper, like we did up to the set of minutes that we've just finished here. Or alternatively, we can say this is not up to standard, we defer it, or we note it, and with it effect, and we just pass. We're talking about history now, and we need to get to the future. We already said that the resolutions will be dealt with. On each agenda, there will be minutes of the previous meeting. In future now, we will, next week we'll adopt today's minutes. So the future is what I suggest then, also for the future, is that the secretary gets the format of how minutes should be kept. And let's make a decision of this committee. In future, all minutes will be according to the format prescribed by Parliament. Let's start with that clean slate then and go forward. Now, for the all the minutes that's left now,
yes,
historically, we have this
that's
problem.
From the 13th of, from the 14th of September.
Correct.
From the 12th.
Correct.
No, from the 14th of September. Oh, sorry,
it's been 14th September.
Oh, 14th September, yeah.
Correct. So we can nitpick now and go and see how we're going to correct it, or we're going to say it's not acceptable, we note it, and we just go past it. Or we can say, rewrite it, next meeting come back, and go and reconsider the minutes. My gut feel would be that we don't try to improve a better past year, and that we just note it with all the defects, and we do not approve of it.
We just note it.
We just note that. Thank you.
Honorable Chairman?
Chairman, support the part of asking that an improved minute come back to the committee. Because, you see, if we just note it, it can't end there. So if I listen to Honorable Kurinov, he does point out that the minute changes from here, and they're not in an acceptable style, but also not a pure reflection of the meetings thereof. So I think that's what we would then want to do, to get a pure reflection of the minutes, not adopt any of it, and refer it back to whatever date we agree.
So you're saying we must refer them back, and that whatever is not in this must be put in there and then brought back to us. Okay.
Yes, Mr. Chairperson. See, the problem is when you adopt meetings, you the minutes, and you and then you say it's a true reflection of what happened. And if we don't accept the minutes, then they don't have any legal standing, or then the meeting never actually happened. So we need to do it right. Otherwise, we would be amiss as a committee to do it, to accept them, or
what
to. I'm also saying we must refer them so we get the right. Yes, so we get the right format so we can adopt it. Although it might take, but we must put a date to it. I mean, we can't leave it till next year, sometime.
Is there a different view to this one? That we refer them back and they be resubmitted to the committee? Okay, there is no different view. Can we then say we so agree that the minutes will be referred back and be resubmitted with the necessary changes? Mr. Rikov?
Mr. Van Dalen said something about the...
A date.
I'm not sure if we can agree on having them in batches, so that maybe in the next meeting we deal with two extra sets over and above the ones that we'll be dealing with.
Okay.
As we move on.
Yes, we also have the problem that of these recommendations that should come out of the minutes, we are taking to the workshop. And if we don't accept the minutes, then obviously those are not going to the workshop. So what do we do with that?
Honourable September, that's a fair point.
The member is correct. Mm. And I don't think there would be any difficulty to deal with the minutes at the workshop.
Okay.
Because of the meeting.
Can we then say that the secretary try to have this minutes actually all of them attended to before the workshop, and that they be distributed to members well in time before the workshop, so that when we don't spend the whole workshop dealing with minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Honourable Corona?
Jefferson, now the workshop is already, we're coming to that, but I think it's already cluttered. There's no time at the workshop to deal with minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go the route of redoing it, if I count correctly, it's 10 sets of minutes.
Yes.
From up to the 23 November, 12 October to 23 November, plus the 14th of September.
Then okay.
I really suggest that we put a time frame, and the secretary must say whether it's logistically possible to redo it, and that we call another meeting if there's, I haven't seen the program. And
before the workshop.
Before the workshop. To flow this into the workshop is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I'm serious. We're really running into, we're shooting ourselves in the foot now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can we then just hear from the secretary, is it possible that we will have those adopted before the workshop?
Yeah.
That only gives you a week.
Yeah, actually, on the week of the workshop.
No, it's actually a week.
The 22nd is the day before the Tuesday. Or the 21st, we are able to have a meeting just before the
workshop.
Before the budget speech.
So it gives you the whole of next week.
Yeah, whole of next week. Yeah.
So are you sure we will be able to?
Yeah, that week. I will also inquire today.
Okay.
The house.
No, that's right. So we will be having a meeting on around the 22nd before we go to the workshop, and we can finalize that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I make a last point? Of all the summary of outcomes and resolutions of this defect, deferred minutes, this one that we're talking now, the 12th of October, that summary and outcomes resolutions is not correct at all.
Yeah, but we're not.
We can't do that.
We're not considering.
So can I give the notes to him, the secretary,
or
him just to look at it? So it's not official.
Yeah. And I think we are done with
yes.
Then we go to the next item. That's the update on the strategic plan. The workshop will allow the committee secretary to...
Are you skipping item 2?
Oh, sorry.
Annual report.
Yes. consideration and adoption of a committee annual report. Do we all have this report? Thanks, Honorable Sir.
This was to be on the same page when we will ask the secretary just to take us through it.
Members, this is the report that, as the committee section, we developed for record purposes, for to what is that the committee was doing in the year. If we look at it, firstly, we do the entities that will report into the committee to the department and the portfolio committee in the financial year, and then if the committee did number one, if the committee did have any specific plan in that year, then that will be identified, and then the budget vote, consideration of the department as to when it was adopted. If the committee did consider any bills, the committee did consider any bills in the year 2009-2010. No international agreements or protocols for the committee. Local trip that we have last year is only one, which was from the 18th to 19th of May, and we have adopted that report on the 4th of August. We did not undertake any international visits or study tour, and we did not host any seminar or conference. And then the paper that were referred to the committee, they were all dealt with, which is the budget vote and the financial statements of the department. If you look at the last column there, there is a report that we are developing regarding all the annual reports that we have considered as a portfolio committee. That will be tabled to the committee next week. And then the documents that were submitted to our committee for information purposes, there was none. And then meetings that we held, it's all included in that column in 8.31. And then the minutes were adopted, and all these ones that are not adopted that were busy with. And then meetings that were held in a venue outside Parliament. There's two. And then the meetings that were cancelled by the portfolio committee, which is the 14th of May, 11th of May, and the 10th of August, and the reasons that were given there. And then applications not approved. Actually, our application was approved. Like, we were supposed to have oversight trip last year on the 23rd to the 26th, and then at the later stages was not approved, and we were informed it was taken up oversight trip the following year, which is 2011. And the sponsors that we've received from by the committee, that was our annual winter school that was paid for by the department, which was aimed at familiarizing members with the mandate of the different SOEs and the department. And then that was the budget as at 30 November.
Any comments? Honorable Dr. Kuhlenhoff?
Let me start with the last page first and to say we spent one third of our budget, 100,000 out of 300,000. I believe the main reason was we didn't undertake that oversight visit. So So maybe that's the explanation for that. Can I go through just page by page? The first one is page 5. On the local oversight.
Just taking if anybody wants to start, we don't go back. Do we have earlier pages before 5?
Why don't you go page by page?
Okay. Page 2. On page 2, Honourable September.
Chair, the mandate of the committee. The first one says consideration of the legislation, refer to it. My understanding is the mandate is, one of the mandate is the actual legislation. So that needs to change. Whatever their names are, I don't know what all these acts are that the committee oversees. So that's one of the mandates of the committee. I'm not going to take you through all of it. There's a couple of other things that need to change in terms of the mandate of the committee. I'm happy to forward it later, but there, of course, there are legislation, and they are oversight, and so on and so on and so on.
Anything else on page 2? Honourable Alfonso, page 2.
Yes, Chairperson. I see a gap there in Chairperson's overview. I don't know what it will leave us with.
Where is it? Page 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
Under Mutsumi.
Okay.
Mutsumi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there is that gap, which leaves a number of question marks. I'm sure in terms of the mandate, letting on what Honorable September is saying, it's the way of capturing, because bullet point number 2 is talking to what she is saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure it will have to just be captured correctly.
Page 3. Page 4.
Oversight trips. That trip that was undertaken to Alex Corp, it was not the whole of the committee. It was only a part of the committee. And I think it must be reflected. It was the chairperson plus 2 or 3 members of the committee.
Mm.
It should just be reflected here. It was not a full committee.
Yeah, but then what was this? Was this on behalf of the committee? Was it a meeting of the Was it actually the committee that was supposed to go there?
Was it
an invite to these 3 people?
No, it's a person that is coming in. I don't know. No, I'm just answering the second part. This is an official personal committee meeting. I don't think we should disqualify it on the basis of the fact and say it was not a field. Because the question of proportionality, so many from this party to another, so it was a competent portfolio committee.
As a committee.
We shouldn't disqualify it.
I actually also wanted to go, but they wouldn't let me.
Honourable Santa?
No, I think I'm covered by Mukwena, because whenever committees undertake local oversight, there's this proportionality that is being considered and applied. 3 ANC, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, let's see, it was a committee. Mr.
I still feel aggrieved.
I know that you, I'll attend to it. Page 6.
Chairperson, on the 8 papers referred to the committee, all of them, it says report and financial statements, even on page 7, but it's the annual reports. So the word annual must come in for all of them. It's annual report and financial statements for whatever.
page 7. Page 8. Page 9.
Chairperson, now page 10, page 11, page 12, and page, well, to the end.
Yeah.
It's now subject to the minutes, the tens
yeah.
of minutes,
yeah.
Whether it's draft or proofed, yeah. So it must be updated.
Yeah, because some of them have been approved, some of them. Okay. Honourable Mr. Chairman?
Just a slight one, Chair.
Mr. Anand, your point?
I'm not sure why differentiation are being made between meetings held in Parliament and outside. Meetings of the committee are meetings of the committee. He has separated it, I think, just for the smooth flow. Should just bring the dates together instead of these ones were in the townhouse and these ones were in room whatever.
Let's just check, is this a standard format of the party?
Yeah, there's a form to get from the section.
Yeah, I would have suspected that.
The format say that those that outside are outside Parliament.
Yeah, they want to know.
Even if it's a portfolio committee.
Yes. I think that's
right. It's probably for the cost that's involved in it.
Because they are different.
How much you spend on outside venue?
They will be different because you spend money on the venue outside normally and here you don't. So there are some differences.
And the question of
not just the venue,
the question
the
of
transport and
also public liability.
Yes.
he doesn't make that differentiation in the budget itself.
It's true.
It's not being made like that away. In the budget, you can't see.
It doesn't show
how many
in the
out and out.
Okay, so that must be changed. I think we will need it. You can just also clarify it with the section. Yeah. Honourable Colonel?
Can I just raise one last issue?
Oh, sorry. I think I had Honourable now.
Chairperson, just clarity. Page 10, 13th of September. I see it says report adopted. Which report? Because we're only dealing with the minutes today.
You look at the things, no?
Yeah.
Okay,
10th of April, sorry.
Yeah, the 13th of April.
13th of April.
Honorable Mkwena?
Okay. Yes, I just want to raise the issue. Is
no, are you responding to...
No.
Oh, I thought you were responding to the rest of the...
I don't understand his query because you see what happened is deliberation and consideration committee report on strategic planning and report adopted. That's why I don't understand because it shows there was a report of a committee report and the report was adopted. Unless there is something.
It's not a minute.
Unless there is something I don't understand.
Yeah. I think that's clarified. Okay. Honourable Mr. Ekwaran?
No, I agree. Whatever we did today must reflect in that column on adoption of minutes, whether
that's
it's approved
minutes,
or not.
But this is something.
But what worries me is and I can't give you a checklist, but on the minutes we've just approved and going to be and they are in this report other dates here that we haven't dealt with. So I don't know where it functions. The 1st of June was one. There's a 17th of August that I haven't seen. 31st of August I haven't seen. So I just make sure that we make sure that the minutes we've approved and deferred and the minutes referred to in the annual report is the same in the DAFTA. Because here I see minutes that we haven't dealt with.
Yeah.
So who's dealing with it?
What does it say about them? Does it say it's approved or not? They're approved.
Draft minutes.
But in March,
Okay, can we do that?
No. Let's
just ask the committee secretary to look at this in addition to the minutes that we've referred back to you, and just make sure that all the dates here corresponds with what we will be getting from you. Okay. Thanks, Dr. Kwena. Honorable Kwena, you had your hand up.
No, I waved.
Oh, okay. Anything else on this report?
Where am I right?
With those amendments, can we adopt this report?
It's a bit difficult, Chair, because the Chair's overview is not in here.
Okay.
And the minutes are all in draft.
So I'm going to remind us to come back with the
Your overview. Can we go to the next item then?
Members, regarding the strategic plan of the department, our application has been approved by the House Chairperson, so we will be having a strategic plan, and it's scheduled for the 24th, 25th, 26th. Basically, the 24th will be in the afternoon after, we'll arrive there at 4 o'clock on that day, and then we'll commence the same late afternoon of the 24th. And then we'll be there the 25th, which is a Friday, and the 26th until late in the afternoon.
February.
This is now late February. Yeah, and then we'll send you formal communication regarding that, and then also to confirm the venue. At this point in time, we have not confirmed as to which venue it is, but it will not be around the CBD of Cape Town, but
what
will be in Damascus. It's the 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll slip over from the 24th to the 25th, and then from the 25th to the 26th. Yeah, it's in the Western Cape.
Does the part, does the soldier feature the part, does the dam apply?
What is that?
The members of daily allowance.
Yeah,
it does.
Chairperson,
can I check saying that we're likely to be in a wine estate? Are there plans to bring fertilizer before meeting starts?
We haven't concluded on the venue, but in case that will be the venue, we will, and I know Cape Town is very good at that, so we will ask.
Especially Jefferson, for those people whose parties are.
Yeah, some people may want to. No, Mr. Rana was thinking that this will be a very good opportunity for him to take the
Asara wine estate, because he really needs, you know, some place to relax.
No.
That's making for
No, his experience is very high stress.
I can see there's a lot of experience, Alvin.
I think this brings us to the end of this meeting. Let me thank all members for their attendance and participation. And I also thank, is it PMG?
Yes.
Yeah, PMG for his attendance. And the staff who are here.
KPMG.
No, PMG. Thank
you, sir. I wanted to indicate that I was not late, I was very early than most of the people that were here. No, nothing happened. So I wanted to go on record that I was not late.
Unfortunately, you raised it when I said bring us to the end of the. So that's outside the meeting.
Yeah,
that's not.
Oh, there I go.